Welcome back to the fifth episode of BOL SSC. I, Ishita Jain, your today's host on behalf of Enactus Sri Aurobindo, am here to kickstart our next episode of the podcast entitled as BOL SSC. I welcome all of you and duly extend my heartiest greetings to all. As the famous phrase goes, today's world is shrinking. And a direct implication of that is there is no such way, knowing about which, will be of no use to you. Every topic is meant to be unraveled. Every stone is meant to be turned. Being said so, we are here to embark on this journey through this series of podcasts. I would like to introduce you all to our today's guest, Mr. Bittu Sehgal. He is editor of Sanctuary Asia magazine and the founder of Kids for Tigers, the Sanctuary Tiger program involving 1 million children across India. His work canters around issues that connect biodiversity conservation and deforestation to climate change. He advocates for investment in low carbon energy and ecosystem protection as an adaptation and mitigation strategy against the worst impacts of climate change. I am highly obliged to have him here today with us to enlighten all of us on the topic, Approaches to Revive Ecology. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and very delighted to speak with you young people.
So, sir, let's begin with the very first question that comes to our mind after listening the topic, that is, what is ecology in simple terms that can be comprehended and understood as something which has a dynamic effect on our survival?
Ishita, ecology is just simply a description of the relationship between all living organisms and their environment. That means you and your college, you and your trees in your college, you and the viruses that go around, you and the forest that you enter into, you and the air that you breathe. All this is a part of what you might call, you know, I mean, it's ecology, but it's a simpler way to put it is this, that you are just a part of the biosphere. And the interrelationships of living creatures with their world is what we call ecology. So it's not very complicated at all. It's actually quite simple. You can encompass in this everything. Zoology, botany, the economics, everything. Your life, your parents, your everything, all of us are part of this small, tiny blue planet called planet Earth. And on planet Earth, we have this biosphere, just perfect, just beautiful, just wonderful. And you just have to remember that you're just part of it, one small part. And with a touch of humility and lots of love and lots of curiosity, I actually envy you your adventure. So you asked me a small question and I gave you such a long answer.
That's okay, sir. How have humans caused an ecological balance, and is there a way to reverse the effects of destructions caused? What do you think are different approaches that we need to adopt for its revival now?
You know, the thing is with human beings, ki in truth, we are just bumped up monkeys, you know. Hum toh bandar the ek zamane mein, you know. And lekin hua kya ki we began to believe that we were the gods that we invented, you know. And if you go back to Aurobindo, what did he say? He said the whole world yearns after freedom, yet each creature is in love with his or her. Let me tell you what Aurobindo had to say. He said the whole world, it yearns after freedom, yet each creature is in love with his chains. This is the first paradox, an inextricable knot in our nature. The problem that we face today is that though we are essentially primates, one animal out of a million and billions of animals all around, we think we've become gods, we think that we invented nature. So, zara si humility, zara si curiosity, zara si gratitude. And I can assure you that my generation actually, your question that you asked may be a simple question, but with great humility, I owe you young people an apology. My generation has not looked after your world well. And I can tell you this also, that as you grow up, you will be able to look after it very well, because the greatest superhero on earth is on your side. Her name is Mother Nature. You've heard of Superman, Batman, Iron Man, all Hanuman, all kinds of things, but the real superhero is Mother Nature. And you have to trust this, and you have to believe this, and you have to understand this. So you ask me questions, my answers may be ada teda, but you'll get the idea of what I'm speaking about. Okay? All right.
So as the industrialization was at boom in the past 20 to 30 years, we saw a lot of deforestation happening. The air quality also depleted. This is something which almost all developing countries, including India, are still blindly following. So what is the middle ground according to you? Time and again, it is debated to have a sustainable approach towards economic prosperity. What is your take on this? Do we need to slow down the process of industrialization or ideate on better ways to do it?
Mita, the first thing that we have to know is that this big thing we've created called the economy is a small subset. It's a subsidiary of the environment. It's the wholly owned subsidiary of the environment. The biosphere itself, it dominates all. Every breath you take, it comes from the biosphere. You can't make steel, you can't make cars, you can't travel, you can't eat food, you can do nothing. So essentially, I think that this whole question of industrialization and this and that and the other and development and destruction and economics and human rights and environment, ye sab ek khichdi bana di hai logon ne, but asliyat bahut aasan hai samajhne ka ki you know, the old times, your parents might have at some time told you, you don't cut the branch on which you're sitting. At this moment in time, what has happened is that the economists of the world have made growth their god. If you don't grow, you are a bad economist. If you are a CEO and you don't make your company grow quarter after quarter, you're a bad CEO. Change him, bring somebody else. But tell me, on a finite planet, is it possible to have infinite growth? It's not possible. And if I want to keep growing and growing and growing and growing, I don't mind being born and then growing, 16 years, 17 years, 18 years. After that, stop growing. When uncontrolled growth takes place, it's called cancer. So on this planet, other than us, all other creatures listen to the biosphere's rules and they respect the biosphere. I don't have the right to tell you wear these clothes, don't wear these clothes, go like this. But I do have the right to tell you, it's a human rights principle, that I can swing my fist around like this, anywhere. But my right to swing my fist stops at the point of your jaw. I can't hit you. I can't hurt you. So do what you like, but you can't hurt somebody else. And that is the secret of good, happy life, not only between ourselves, but between us and the planet. We have to change our relationship. And I can promise you that my generation, when we were gifted freedom, the British came here and the colonizers were thrown out in 1947, when I was born, by the way. And I got kissed by Lady Mountbatten, I'm told, when I was one day old. Nobody told her about hygiene and health and things like this. But look, jokes aside, we didn't gain our freedom so that we could become the colonizers. We, as in my generation, the Buddha party, cannot colonize the Bacha party and call it development. So everything has its limits. But it's a joyful life. Right now, everybody is thinking of eliminating poverty in terms of economic measures. Actually, if you look at it, it's the poverty of time which is really the problem. People go to work in the morning, karke phir wapas aake phir ghar mein aake main itna thak gaya hu, main sone ko ja raha hu, main ye kar raha hu. Arre, look out, smell the flowers, listen to the birds, and share your good fortune. If you have a full stomach, a happy life, a safe roof, you can't be happy if right next to you somebody else is unhappy. That's the way of the world. Do you know something? There is not a single creature in the whole wide world that has the technology to waste. They do not know how to waste. When an elephant eats 100 kilos of green matter every day, and then when he shits it out, That becomes an invitation. It's a buffet through the jungle. The birds come, the beetles come, the ants come, the bees come, this comes, that comes. Inside there, there's a seed. From that seed will grow a tree of the same tree from whose leaves he eats, so the next generation has food to eat. It's not cradle to grave. You must understand this. Economists will keep saying, oh, you know, we are such good guys. We do cradle to grave environmental protection. Arey, main haath jod ke kehta hoon, cradle to grave nahi hota, cradle to cradle hota hai. For billions of years, we have been living cradle to cradle. Abhi aap aake cradle to grave kar doge, to humare bachche kya karenge? Mere jawab, aade tede hi honge mere bete log. Haan?
So that it was really insightful to hear that actually, like, this version was really nice. So the next question, in the recent times, we have seen a huge increase in natural calamities also, with the destruction at a scale which is out of bounds of control. So what do you think? Is there any correlation between the disbalance of ecology that we have caused and frequent occurrence of such calamity?
Ishita, I would like everybody, when you play this, to go into Mr. Google and ask Mr. Google, what is thermodynamics? Just ask that question. You'll get three or four answers, but you'll get your answer will straight away be understood. If we change the temperature of the earth, we have become an agent of evolutionary change. We have become agents of global change, of the change of the biosphere. Earlier, of course, it used to take a million years or 20,000 years, change aati thi. Lekin ab to hum aisa kar rahe hain ki, jo kehte na, jhat mangni phat gaya. You know, aaj mere dil mein aaya ki main ye karunga aur kal maine Himalay ke parvat ke upar ja ke sab barf ko, matlab, pani bana diya aur uske jungle ko humne kachra kar diya. Kyun? Kyunki mujhe vikas chahiye. Aur vikas ke naam mein hum vinash bhi thopenge apne bachon pe, to koi problem nahi. Beta, you have to understand one thing, that non-violence is not just a matter of between human beings. It's between us and nature. So, I hope and I pray that this question of do we keep going for economic growth or do we go for, you know, environmental protection, I hope your generation never needs to ask that, because I think till the age that you reach 60, 70 years old, you will be talking about COVID-19 and this pandemic that took place. Now, the pandemic that took place, people may argue that it came from a lab and this and that and the other, but the fact is AIDS, MERS, SARS, Ebola, swine flu, bird flu, all these came from our misuse of the biosphere. These are zoonotic diseases that came from animals to humans, or from animals to animals and then to humans. So in some form or the other, it's time for us to declare peace, not declare war on our planet. And this question will be answered on its own. Happiness will flow. The earth was made. This planet was made. This beautiful home of yours was made to keep you happy and well-fed. Lekin agar hajar mein se 10 लोग हड़प कर जाते हैं सब कुछ पानी भी हड़प कर जाते हैं जंगल भी हड़प कर जाते हैं और अपना पैसा लेके यहां से स्विट्जरलैंड भाग जाते हैं अरे उनको समझाओ कि भाई हमारी प्लैनेट इतनी छोटी सी प्लैनेट है लाइक अ ब्लू मार्बल इन स्पेस स्विट्जरलैंड कुछ दूर नहीं है क्लाइमेट चेंज और ये वायरस वहां भी पहुंच जाएगा और पहुंच भी गया सो एंड इट विल फिक्स इटसेल्फ दिस इज नॉट टू डिप्रेस यू चिल्ड्रन आई वॉन्ट यू टू नो वन मोर थिंग वेरी क्लियरली Like a cut on your hand or a bruise on your forehead or when you grow older, if you're a boy, when you're shaving and you get a nick, this skin and this cell get together and they repair it. The same way the planet repairs itself. Everything can be fixed. You look around you today, those of you who are seeing the lockdown, skies have turned blue, the Yamuna is running clean, birds are coming closer, you're hearing bird sound instead of traffic sound. I'm not saying that we want a lockdown. Main yehi keh raha hu ki even if I want to eat some food, I can eat some food. But if I go to a buffet and start stuffing biryani and then I put chocolates, then I put this, then I put dessert, then I put bread, then I put this, to pet to matlab wo bolo hi ram ho jayega hamara. यू कांट ओवर डू एनीथिंग बेटा लोग. लंबा
राइट
चौड़ा आंसर, छोटा छोटा क्वेश्चन, सो व्हाट टू डू.
So, as a last remark, if you could emphasize your thoughts on how we can take an aid of different mediums, such as media and student bodies, to promote the revival and make the masses understand the and take a step forward, how do you think we can build a sustainable future? Because now it is the time that we really need to think about all of this.
You know, you've left the most important question for the last, and I'm glad. The fact of the matter is that you kids, you don't have 10 years, 15 years, 20 years.
Right.
You have 5 years, 5 to 6 to 7 years. When I was your age, everybody used to say in, you know, 20 years, in 30 years, this will happen, that will happen. You are seeing what will happen has happened. And you have to now repair this planet. So I would say to you that what you have to do first, I run a magazine called Sanctuary. We run a foundation called the Sanctuary Nature Foundation, within which we have Kids for Tigers, 1 million kids. And it's the simplest thing that we really do. Our actual aim of running all this is to run an adult literacy program. Adult literacy program mein kya hota hai ki each one teach an adult. But adults teaching adults is not required now. Each young person has to teach the adults. Kyunki jo unko kaho ki haath jodke with respect, with dignity, with all the innocence and the legitimacy you have to go to your elders and say, jo aapne socha tha, shayad aapke zamane mein theek tha ya na tha, wo baat alag hai, lekin hamari zindagi ujad jayegi. If you do this, please let us work on nature-based solutions. Let us repair our ecosystems. Let the forests come back. Let the rivers run clean. Let me breathe air that doesn't destroy my lungs. Let me eat food that doesn't have pesticide and poison in it. Let us have in our cities broad pavements and narrower roads, drinking water fountains, shaded avenues, open spaces. Let me hear bird song instead of hearing honking of cars. All things will be well. We'll be fitter, we'll be happier, we'll be healthier. Our cities will be good. And when we make our cities green, please believe me, the magic is that you can't do that without pulling atmospheric carbon down. I told you to look up Google, correct? I'm giving you two more things to look up in Google. It's called the Dasgupta Review. The Dasgupta Review. And the other thing is IPBES.net. This is the Intergovernmental Panel on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services. This is going to be the Bible for development tomorrow. They have given us a diagnosis. They have given us a prognosis. But the actual, what you might call the implementation of this is for you to do. Don't do those things that my generation said, "Arre, this is the problem. Now here is the solution." Usme kya ho jata hai ki main apne buzurg logon ke bare mein bolta hu, pehle to wohi cheez karte hain ki nasht ho gayi, hamare prakriti ko destroy kiya, rivers ko ganda kiya. Abhi wohi solution choose kar rahe hain jo aur bhi paisa kamaye unke liye. Arre, paison ke sath kya karoge jab muh mein pani nahi hai, jab ek ek saans ke liye oxygen nahi hai hamari. So lecture bazi band. It's a wonderful life. You are going to have a beautiful life. I have lived a funeral. I must end this on this note. I have lived a funeral every day of my life. Something I loved has been killed, destroyed. Somebody I liked has been punished for no other reason but he wanted to protect this planet.
Right.
Some species have gone that I've lived with all my life, whether it's a tiger here or whether it's a tick on the tiger or a fly. But for you children, let me end by saying I bless you. The reason I bless you is that every day of your life will be a celebration, because jo Buddha party and Bacha party, these are the only two political parties in the world of any consequence. What the Buddha party has destroyed, nature will fix. So when we go out with our Kids for Tigers into a forest or even into a small neighborhood in the city and we see a small green leaf coming out of a bush or a tree, we ask them to sing, "Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, new leaf." happy birthday to you. And we do it in Hindi and Marathi and Bengali in so many ways. You will live every day of your life seeing renewal. You will find everything coming back. You don't have to go out planting trees. You just have to allow Hamare Van Ke Mali, the gardeners of our Eden, to do it. Bees, butterflies, monkeys, deer, wild boar, birds, all these things. They are the ones that created this biosphere and they can fix it. Lekin hame jara sa piche hatke unko kaam karne do, unko jeene do, aur hum khud jiye. And remember, Aurobindo ji ne jo kaha hai, usko roz padho. Roz padho. He has got his hand on your heads and blessing you. And so am I in a small way. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir, once again for your worthy time. I am sure that our audience will definitely incorporate your piece of advice in their personal lives. We hope to hear from you in the near future as well, sir. Thank you so much. That was it. Yeah, you can go.
No. I just wanted to thank you and give you all a big hug.
That was it for today's episode of Bol SSC. Reach out to us with any questions, suggestions, and recommendations. Our podcast is telecasted on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and our very own YouTube channel, Inactus Sri Aurobindo College. You can reach out to us on our official social media handles. See you all next week again, Tuesday, sharp at 8, with yet another interesting topic and an eminent guest. Till then, take care. Signing off, your host for today, Ishita. Until next time, stay home, stay safe.